Listening Test 8. This part of the examination is a listening test that will assess your understanding of spoken English. The listening test has three parts. There are 50 questions. Mark all your answers on the separate answer sheet. Do not make any stray marks on the answer sheet. If you change your mind about an answer, erase your first answer completely. Part 1. In this part of the test, you will hear a short conversation. From the three answer choices given, choose the answer which means the same thing as you hear, or that is true based on what you hear. For problems 1 through 17, mark your answers on the separate answer sheet. No problem can be repeated. Please listen carefully. Do you have any questions? 1.
What was that banging on the door?
Well, don't just stand there. Go and see what they want.
2.
Have you got Stacy's number? I've misplaced it.
I should have. Let me just check my purse.
Thanks. I promised I'd help her move this weekend, and I need to let her know there's a problem.
3.
Could you recommend a good show? I'm only here for a few days.
I haven't been to the theater in ages, but I'll see what I can find out.
I'd appreciate it.
4.
Shouldn't you be in class? The bell rang 5 minutes ago.
Mr. Wilkins is out with a cold, so I'm free until noon.
Lucky you.
5.
Why'd you say you'd help me if you knew you were going to your mother's?
That's exactly what I've been trying to tell you. I didn't know. This just came up.
Thanks a lot. Now what am I going to do?
6.
Isn't that Greg over there? I haven't seen him lately.
Are you kidding? Greg's twice the size of that guy.
7.
Do you mind if I put on some music? It's so quiet in here.
I was just thinking how peaceful it was.
8.
Are you ignoring me? I asked you what you did today.
Huh? Oh, sorry, Rick. I was listening to the news.
9.
What in the world is that? It sounds like a sick cat.
My little sister's just taken up the violin.
10.
Are you sure you're all right? You look like death warmed over.
You would too if you stayed up half the night finishing the sales report.
11.
Is it true you're toying with the idea of giving notice?
Toying isn't at all the right word. I'm seriously entertaining the notion.
Well, I just hope you know what you're doing.
12.
You're not going to try to talk her out of marrying him, are you?
The thought had occurred.
13.
I was surprised to see you at the concert with Joe last night. Doesn't he detest classical music?
I think you're confusing him with Pete. Joe'd never say no to Mozart.
I didn't realize that.
14.
Hand me those clippers, will you?
Careful, those thorns are sharp. I must say, these hedges look a whole lot better now that we've trimmed them.
I wish I could say the same for my hands.
15.
Did the judge revoke Sid's license after that drunken driving incident?
Yes, and it serves him right.
I must say, I'd have to agree with you. Can you describe what you did in your last position?
Of course. I assisted the marketing manager with publicity and advertising campaigns. My main job was to organize national publicity tours for all our authors.
Sounds like you were busy. Did the job entail traveling?
Well, actually, that was reserved for the authors and the publicity director. I was the one behind the scenes.
17.
Hey, look at this. Tower, monitor, keyboard, printer, CD burner, all for only $1,200. Think we should buy it?
Let's not jump the gun. Let's get some consumer comparison guides and shop around before we decide.
I guess you've got a point, but it does sound reasonable.